Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get right to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. We got the stuff for our kitchen remodel from All Natural Stone, and you should too. They've got everything, all the stuff. They're open right now by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Boy, you know, there used to be a lot of us, and we seem to, our crew is... has dwindled down to four, and it just doesn't have the same ring that it used to. Does
and
it?
Dublin. Play the old audio of that. And Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. So start on their website and go from there. All right. So here's what's happening. The protests continued around the world. So we're not talking about just coast to coast here in the United States. We're talking about protests everywhere, and they were big. And in many places, the leaders there, for example, in Australia and England, they were urging people to and reminding people, listen, the coronavirus, let's not do this right now. Don't gather. And then everyone gathered. It's just a time right now where it's clear this has to happen today.
Yeah,
right now.
It's definitely, I wondered several weeks into the whole coronavirus thing, I'm like, God, what is ever going to overshadow this? And this has. People, I mean, we did it. We marched like that, you know, you sort of evaluate what you feel your risks are, and then you do it or don't.
Right. Massive protests continued all over the U.S. and around the world. And they say even in some small towns like Mill Valley.
Like little Mill Valley.
Good job, Mill Valley.
Yeah.
And the good news is there have been far fewer reports of police brutality, looting, rioting, violence. One of the things, though, that I have seen, and this is on social media, and I, of course, am doing a broadcast. I have to be very careful not to get myself into trouble. Because I don't know the sources of your home video. I wasn't there, and I don't know for sure. I can't tell. Like, one of the things I saw was in Indianapolis, and it's awful. And I'm just like, oh, my God, that's on Instagram. That is what they're out there protesting against. And they're being beaten with sticks. So it's very difficult to know, though, if that was... it's just tough, but
right.
I do.
Who knows when that's from or where exactly or
for
who
the
shot
purpose
that
of
or...
this broadcast, I'm being careful for a number of reasons. But we have absolutely seen stuff happen in New York City, Buffalo. In fact, in Buffalo, one of the stories was that there's film or video, I should say, of two police in Buffalo, New York, who shoved a 75-year-old protester. The dude's pretty tall. But he goes down, he goes right down. Yeah, I mean, there's no grace there. He lands on his head and starts bleeding from his ears. Mm-hmm. And the video, of course, is damning because it shows exactly how he ended up on the ground. It looks like the police there, two of them, were suspended with pay and charged with assault The other 57 officers in Buffalo's emergency response team all quit the unit. Not because they were mad about the officers attacking the old man. They were upset the officers were disciplined. So that's right. And these stories are all over the nation. So and someone's, I'm sure, going to follow up on these videos we're seeing. So we'll see where that goes. But the protests continued. And in Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., had Black Lives Matter painted in huge letters on the street leading to the White House. And the section of 16th Street in front of the White House was officially named Black Lives Matter Plaza.
Incredible, right?
And you need to see this street. These letters are the size of the street. They're huge. They say it took, if I can find it, it was something like 75 gallons of paint.
That's the exact number that about the streets in Oakland that got painted. So I wonder if you saw that one too. I also saw the one. It looks like it's on a median though in Sacramento, leading up to the Capitol.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
That one is. I don't think that one's on the actual street. There's like a very wide median strip that's been painted. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, and to have it named the Black Lives Matter Plaza. Incredible.
Yeah, very,
very. I really feel like this is the sea change that people have been waiting for.
Well, and then, you know, this all, George Floyd was part of the turning point,
mm-hmm.
right? So Minneapolis City Council has begun the process of defunding and dismantling the city's police department. And their plan is to replace it with a transformative new model of public safety. I have no idea.
I'm watching that, though. That's, you know, that's the thing. It almost has to be. It has to be a total change. But this is going to be rough. Like, how is this going to be? We're all watching it, right?
Of all the things that are being discussed, as difficult as changing the way we police is, that I believe is easier than changing, at least in the short term, than changing the systematic oppression that, as you read about it, you go,
right,
well, this goes all the way back to the founders of the country, right?
Yeah. And even earlier, 1619, they're saying, is when the first slaves arrived here. It's a first step.
Right.
And it's certainly, you know, just.
Well, it's a hard step, too, though, because, again, we've discussed this before. There are a lot of good police out there who must be really sad by all this. And it's got to be difficult for them to get up and go to work knowing that they're the source of a lot of grief
mm-hmm.
right now. And that's, again, going back to the international story. They marched in England, they marched in Australia, they marched against their leaders saying, please don't, the coronavirus is still a real problem. And in one case, let me see if I can find it quick enough, protesters in Bristol, England,
mm-hmm.
toppled a statue of slave trader Edward Colston. They say that statue's been up for a long time and everyone's just ignored it, and they pulled that thing down and threw it in the river.
Oh, in the river? That's pollution.
They got rid of that thing. Goodbye, Mr. Colston. The human wave of human emotion seen here carried him off to the depths, and they threw him in the river and never to be. And it's a big, I don't know what that statue's made of, but it's got to be heavier than paper mache, right?
It's probably bronze.
Right.
Is that what they cast those things in?
I think. There was a huge march on the Golden Gate Bridge, by the way. Did you see that?
I did.
That was pretty powerful, too. Anyway, I don't know how the Minneapolis City Council plans to rebuild its police department. I'm sure everyone's going to be watching. I know I've heard in L.A. they plan to change funds from going to the police department to the Black community. That's now been announced here in San Francisco as well. So that'll be interesting to see how that works as as we all discuss the police, we all also expect them to come when we call.
Yep.
So,
well, we expect them to, you know, white people.
Sure.
Black people are like, yeah, they never came. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, clearly that is a system that needs to be overhauled. It's just, you know, what's it going to look like?
One of the things that's going around right now to sort of try and spin this somewhere positive is there is a poem going around, and I believe you posted it, Clarkie. I think that's where I first saw it, but it's an absolutely great read. It's about 2020, and what if 2020 isn't canceled? That's how it begins, mm-hmm. and it goes on to just sort of make, in my opinion, a really good point. Maybe this is the year we needed, you know?
Right.
So if you haven't seen that or read that yet, you can look it up. What if 2020 isn't canceled is all you have to type in, and you will get that. That'll come right up. Where'd you find that, by the way? Is that something I saw posted.
No, I saw it posted. I think my girlfriend Sherry posted it, and I just shared it to my story.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great. It actually made me sort of sit back and go, Jesus. What if, because I've been yelling that 2020 is canceled for 3 months now.
Right.
I'm like, well, what if this is the year that everything changes? It's certainly overdue.
Right. What's my time like? Let me do this story.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
When you get married, there's a line, you know, I guess everybody now, you have different things you can say.
Right.
You know, but one of the traditional wedding vows is for richer, for poorer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know, that's
absolutely
you're in it.
It's right in there with all those better, worse, sickness, health, richer, poorer.
And then people were asked, you know, once you get into that marriage and here you are down the road a little bit, mm-hmm. if you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half? And my first response is, you don't have a choice. Right? Isn't that decision already made for you?
I think it is. It's a community property thing.
But the answers are not particularly good news for couples, as 1 in 6 people said, I would end that relationship right then. That'd be the end of it.
Wow.
Right there.
And it would be I would end it before I cash that ticket.
Maybe.
We're getting a quickie divorce, and then I'm going to cash this in.
And then of the people who would stay in their relationship, a quarter say, I'm not doing a 50-50 split.
Well, isn't it all sort of in the same? I mean, when you're married, you're sort of in the same
boat
together. I think that's kind of silly. Like what? Like you're going to suddenly be driving around in a Maserati and she's keeping her VW Bug? Like,
maybe.
What do you mean?
Let me ask you this. So
she's not
going
to get to live in the house you buy with the money?
Let's say John wins the lottery, right?
Yeah. We have won the lottery, Vinny, to answer your question.
Well,
if John wins.
What if he didn't come through in the way that you would expect? What if you found yourself in a conversation saying, what the heck?
Yeah.
You opened your own account?
We'd have there'd be a lot to talk about. That'd be for sure.
I mean, I think just the idea that he opened his own account would be enough for you to go, oh, dude.
Well, look, I feel pretty solidly based in the California, you know, shared property laws. So, you know, if he's opened his own account and says, I can't touch that money, I guess I have to divorce him so I can get my half. I'm going to need that half. I'm going to need I'm assuming we're talking, you know, tons of money here.
Right. Almost 40% of people say, if my partner tried to win the won the lottery and tried to keep the money,
yeah.
I'm dumping him. Forget about the other way. That's the start of the beginning of the end, is you trying to keep your lottery winnings.
So
you
let's
rat
hope
bastard.
That doesn't happen. I'm pretty happy with him, you know.
Right.
Just celebrated our 27th year of marriage.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Was that Friday night?
It was just all
Friday.
It was all throughout the whole day. That
Did
was
you guys
the
celebrate?
Day. You know, no, not really. We're not huge anniversary people.
All right.
But it was lovely. You know, we mentioned it to each other a couple times and told our kids, you know, hey, did you know that we've been married this long? And then we went on with our lives. It was Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 27 years.
I know. It's a lot of years.
Yeah,
it is. More than half my life, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there right now who are like, my marriage didn't get anywhere near there.
Yeah. You know? And other people who are like, I wish my marriage had never gotten anywhere near there because I wish I'd won the lottery and left. All right. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I'm going to start with some records that have been set in a GoFundMe campaign and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.